You have a room like this where people come in and sit down to entertain people and so on. What do you usually call that room?
Oh, the living room.
Living room? Yeah. Do you ever call it anything else besides that?
Well, in our home, we had a living room and a den. That was the only two names that we'd ever call them. We never called them anything like parlor or anything like that.
Okay. A den would be what?
The family room.
Okay.
And the living room would be the room where we entertained people.
Okay. More formal kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if somebody asked you how high the ceilings were in this room, you'd say they were about what?
8 feet.
Okay. And in the fireplace here, the thing that the smoke goes up, you call that the?
The chimney.
Okay.
Chimney.
Chimney? Would you say chimney ever?
I have said chimney before.
Okay.
But I, after reading some things, I'll catch myself and I'll see that it's chimney instead of chimney.
Okay. So. Let me see. And then this part in front of it here, you call that the?
The hearth.
Okay. And the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across, you call them?
I don't even know.
Those things there that come
out? Andirons, I guess.
Andirons, yeah. Okay. Now this chimney, this fireplace doesn't have one, but usually there's a
mantle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you call that ever anything else besides a mantle?
No, I think that was all we ever called it was the mantle.
Okay. I said fireplace. Have you ever heard it called anything else besides a fireplace?
No.
Okay. There's a kind of wood that you use to start a fire.
Kindling.
Kindling, okay. Mm-hmm. And then if it's a kind of real rich kind of pine.
Call it fat lighter.
Fat lighter?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And the stuff that's left over after you burn the wood?
Well, the ashes.
Okay. And the thing you're sitting in is called a?
A chair.
Okay. And that over there is a?
A sofa.
Okay. Would you ever call that anything else?
A settee.
Uh-huh.
A sofa bed. A couch.
Okay. What's the difference between a sofa and a couch, too?
I would say a sofa would be longer. For some reason, I don't know why. I would say a sofa was longer.
Okay. Let me see. And then all these things, like a sofa and a couch and a chair, all together, a common name for that is what? That's all your...
Sofa.
Well, if you take chairs and tables and...
Oh, furniture.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see. And then the room where you sleep, that's called...
The bedroom.
Okay. And the things on the window to keep the light out, those are?
I'd say shades.
Okay.
Or Venetian blinds or drapes.
Okay. What about those things on the outside that open?
Shutters.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if they were on the inside, would you still call them shutters?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And then the thing you pull down, that's the thing on a roller that you pull down?
I'd call that a shade.
Okay. Let me see. And then a little room off the bedroom where you hang your clothes.
I call that a dressing room.
Okay. What if it's a real small one though? You don't?
A closet.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a dressing room in our house. That's why I call it a dressing room.
Okay.
Because mother's got a room off from her bedroom where she's got two double closets, one for daddy and one for mother. And then a little vanity. And that's her dressing room, but now I know you're talking about closets.
Okay. Let me see. And if you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have?
A chiffarobe.
Okay. When you talk about a chiffarobe, what do you mean by that?
Kind of like a stand-up portable closet.
Okay.
With maybe a mirror on one side, but usually made out of cedar.
Does it have drawers in it?
Possibly it could have the hang-up.